this is the site and this is the place where truly great events, great achievements happened. In this place, in this building, on this site, in these huts, in these blocks. The contribution to victory in World War II, and of course the ushering in of the technological revolution and the IT age. By any standards, this is a big deal to talk about such subjects. These are not routine issues. 2 weeks ago, on the 18th of June, we ushered in a new age for Bletchley Park and the Bletchley Park Trust with the relaunch of our regenerated site, which you can see around you. It's quite hard for you, unless you've been here before, to realise what it was like when it wasn't regenerated. And of course, symbolised on this occasion by HRH, the Duchess of Cambridge, whose grandmother and great aunt, twin sisters, worked here in 1944 and 1945. So that's a pretty special thing. And then, of course, now we have the McAfee exhibition. First of all, I just want to remind you of the history, because that is fundamentally what it is about. Now, on the 12th of July, 1945, General Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander, wrote a letter to my predecessor as the Chief of Secret Intelligence Service, Major General Mingus, the third Chief of the Service. I was the 14th, so there's a bit of a gap between us, and 60 years. But still, all the same, I feel the connection. In which he asked for his special thanks to be passed to the staff of Bletchley Park. And he explained in the letter how the intelligence from Bletchley Park has been of priceless value to me. It has saved thousands of British and American lives, and it contributed to the speed with which the enemy was routed and eventually forced to surrender. That's a direct quote from the letter. I had that hanging in my office. I was very proud to have it hanging in my office, but I didn't entirely understand what it quite meant. With hindsight, you can see, I think, perhaps, that the reference to saving thousands of lives was almost certainly an understatement, if we accept, as quite serious historical study does, that the contributions to a whole series of campaigns in the Second World War were, as we believe them to have been, from the code-breaking here, shortening the war. I mean, maybe it was 18 months, maybe it was 2 years, who knows? It's hard to be sure. But given the scale of the catastrophe in the Second World War, tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of lives, not to mention the future course of history, was affected by the shortening of the war. So again, you know, this is not a small matter. It's a big deal. Just reflecting on my own knowledge of the situation and of the history, and also a whole series of very serious historical studies, it is absolutely possible to show that the intelligence that came from breaking into, first of all, the Enigma cipher, and then Lorenz from 1942, really, 43 onwards, but reaching a culmination in 1944 in the run-up to D-Day between Hitler and his senior field commanders, made a possibly critical difference to the conduct of the campaigns in North Africa in 1941-1942. General Auchinleck said, if it hadn't been for Ultra, Rommel would have got through to Cairo. Certainly immeasurably impacted on the successful outcome in 1943 of the Battle of the Atlantic. And then, of course, famously in Normandy in 1944, the impact on the success of the D-Day landings, which, of course, now we assume were bound to be successful. The commanders at the time certainly didn't assume it was bound to be successful, and it was extremely touch and go. The intelligence that came from here on enemy dispositions right the way along the northern French coast, but, of course, not just that, but also the deception operations that were enabled through the double-cross system, which were only possible because of the break here into the top-secret communications of the German intelligence service, the Abwehr, allowed those double-cross operations to happen successfully. I'll tell you from experience, you can't run double-agent operations unless you know that the other side is believing what you're reporting down the line. And, of course, rather exceptionally, in 1944-45, we did know, because of the work done here. And it was that work that really led to the creation of the world's first semi-programmable computer, Colossus, and as often happens in times of extreme conflict, ushered in major technological change. So this is a special place by any standards. We're very pleased to be working now with McAfee on an exhibition which clearly draws in a whole number of ways on the traditions and histories and lessons of Bletchley Park and the skills that the United Kingdom has to offer across a whole range of technological communications, IT issues. Now, the particular emphasis, and it's very important here, is on education and then online safety for young children. I've got a strong personal interest in this as the father of four children, and I have to admit, of seven, soon to be eight grandchildren. Day by day, I see the importance of this, and I see what an enormous challenge it is for parents, for families, for schools. We're sort of beginning to meet it, but only beginning to meet it. And I find it very difficult, and I know that the parents of young children do too. We all laugh about young children being ahead of the IT, ahead of their parents, and certainly their grandparents. But it's not a joke, actually. It's a serious issue. And so the fact that we here are able, with McAfee, to contribute on this, I take as a particularly important point. And the other particular theme I want to bring out is, of course, that we're anxious to put across the role that women have played in the history that I've been talking about, and also, of course, in the present and in the future in the IT sector overall, but in cybersecurity in particular. First of all, we're very honoured to have Betty Webb with us, and thank you very much indeed. You look as if you're ready for action down there, which is splendid. And I've referred already to the critical breakthrough which happened in December 1941 into the top-secret Enigma-driven communications of the Abwehr. This was done by a very small team, the famous Dilly Knox, but his two key assistants, Mavis Beatty and Margaret Rock, they were code-breakers working at the very centre of the operation, which impacted 2.5 years later in the successful landings in Normandy. I mentioned Joan Murray, critical work along with Alan Turing on naval Enigma. So along with meeting Betty, I wanted to remind you of the role that these people have played. And when the Duchess of Cambridge came 2 weeks ago, she met veterans from Bletchley Park, and actually they were all women. It was a great pleasure to see those exchanges going on. Thank you very much indeed for your attention.